thankful for His grace and favor that He has granted to us. And we are prayerfully that the Lord will definitely bless us as He has been doing, because He's always very, very faithful towards His people. Last week, the topic was about God's effectual work of salvation. Although we did not complete because of the disconnection that we experienced, but I want to thank God that you sent the notes, and it's so helpful that once we have the notes with us here, Sundays during our church service, mainly before church service, we have a Bible class, a session, go through a teaching such as this one. So we went through in details of God's effectual work of salvation, and we read from Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 12. But this topic came from Acts chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you all. Verse 11, this is the stone which was set at not of your builders, which not of you builders, which is become by we must be saved. So that is very, very powerful statement made by Peter in the presence of the Sanhedrin, over 70 people, leaders from Jewish community. And he emphasized this, without fear or favor. We see how courageous preachers must be when we are facing opposition, and when at the same time we must say the word of God without contradiction. So that was very blessing, very, very blessing, to see Peter preaching in a time of such a very tension place. But he said it. He said it.
Yes.
We thank God for that. We thank God for that. So whether we have a network full cover throughout the time, we want to ask you to continue sending the notes of each teaching as you normally do. They help us further even after we are offline, that we are so thankful. Those who are listening, they listen to the recorded messages which we have. So we want to thank God for that. Amen. Let us open our service this day by singing and worshiping God, singing to Him songs of praise, songs of worshiping for who He is. We sing hymn number 33, talking about Jesus Christ's work. It's talking about the blood was shed for us. And there is nothing we can sing rather than about the shedding blood of Jesus Christ, without which there is no language of salvation. There is no message of salvation in the church today. So the blood was shed. The day was darkened. The day our Savior had taken upon himself the sin of his people. And that was the day we see in the scriptures being very, very dark day. And sometimes you feel it was a bad day, but we see it was a good day for our redemption, for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Una kete bamazi.
Devo le pa, lo anu, di una bu.
Uta koma zoji mazanga, zoji mazanga zose. Anazite,
chibondi jage,
chibondi jage zose.
Sindinga
zile,
buye chandize,
buye chandize.
Yes, talking about last, and did end my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die, would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I am? Help me, dear Savior, thee to own, and ever faithful thee. And when thou sittest on thy throne, O Lord, remember me. Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon the trees. Amazing Peter, grace I know, and love beyond degree. Where might the sun in darkness hide, and shut his glory in when Christ the mighty maker died for man, the creature's sin? Thus might I hid my blushing face whilst his dear cross appears. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness, and melt mine eyes to tears. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. It was all that I can do. To God be all the glory, and we thank God for this day. Again, as I said earlier on, welcome, brothers and sisters, wherever you are. We now go into the word of God. Let's bow our heads and pray before I hand over the mic to Brother Ken.
Atate mudzina la mphambo la Yesu Kristu tikuyamikani kumaso kutokozani masa nawano ndinowo mphambo zonse kumaso kukhulupirika mbaatiisa kuti kupata tsiku ndi nyengo ndi nthawi yopambana iyi kuti Ambuye tikhale pamaso pano ndikuphunzira ndikupitiriza kuphunzira buku la machitidwe atumwi limene mwakhamula mfuna ndi miyoyo yathu kwakuya kumaso mwa mtengo wache wapatali masana wano Ambuye tikupereka nthawi imeneyi kwa inu ndikuti muimenaye mtumiki wanu mpalekeni amene adzakhala kulankhula ndiku kuphunzitsa kumaso Ambuye mutitandikasitosa mmene timumano kumva ndikuti timene tikamva ndikulimamo mawu anu akatiumbe ndikukhala chimodzi mwali mfuna mungu wamphamvuzonse tilemekezeke ndikutamandika dzina lanu mwa Yesu Khristu mpulumutsi wathu amen. All right, over to you.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together in Acts chapter 4. And if you would, I would like you to read from verse 10 down to verse 22. And I want to speak with you today on preaching the gospel without compromise. What is it to preach the gospel without compromise?
Mwaiyeyu mtu yu ainigila kwa mshivalu wa mwono. Iye ndiye mwalao uwe sedwa uopanda pache lini umanga nyumba. Umene unaye sedwa mtu wa pango ya. Ndiko palike shikulmuso maumina aliense. Pawele jina alina kwansi katambo la kumamba. Yoka sirwa maantu limene tene la kukulmuso na. Kuna kukwona kuhimbika mtima kwa Petro ndiyo hali. Ndipo kuziri genguli ndiyo antu osa kuzira ndiyo kurukira anasizwa ndipo anawazi ndikira kurukiri atakara pamojizi Yesu. Ndipo kukwona mtu wajiri sivayo ali kuhimili ya pamoji nao anarebe bantu kabule na kuchuta 15. Kuma pamele anawala mulira iyo ajoge mbala akulu anani na wenda ndi mzaji kuti tidzawe chira chiyani anthu awa pakutitu chiwanekana kwa onse akukhala muyerusalemu kuti chizindikiro chosindikirika chachitidwa ndi iyo ndipo sitingatheke kukana kunatuti waopse asalankhulenso mdzina ilila kuti chisabukenso kwa anthu ndipo anawayitana nawalamulira kuti asanene konse kapena kufunzitsa mdzina la Yesu. Koma Petro ndi Yohane anayankha nati kwa iwo, weruzani ngati nkwabwino pamaso pa Mulungu kupera inu kuposa Mulungu, pakuti sitingathe ife kuleka kulankhula zimene ziona ndi kuzimva. Koma mmene anawaopyanso anawamasula osapeza kanthu kakuwalanga chifukwa cha anthu, pakuti onse analemekeza chifukwa chachomwe chinachitika vesilomalizi, pakuti anali wa zaka zati zoposa makumi anayi mukuyo amene chizindikiro chinamchiritsa chinachitidwa kwa iye.
Okay.
All right, so the question that we're asking is, if the gospel is so plainly set forth in Scripture as it is, why is it that those that preach don't preach it?
munapanga kale fuso kodi ngati mtsenga wabwino uli chionekere momwe ukuonekera mmalembamu monga mmene ukuonekeramu mochionekere angachipake njani wamene amalalikira samalalikira mmene umaonekera utsengawu mwachimvekere chotero.
On the opposite side of the coin, why is it that some do? What makes the difference? The scriptures are the same. These to whom Peter was addressing this word, they had the scriptures. They were the guardians of the scriptures. In that day, they didn't have printing presses. So to be able to get a copy of the scriptures or hear it read, they had to go to these synagogues where these men were leaders and the word was read. And yet the message that Peter is declaring unto them from the very same scriptures was diametrically opposed to what they
believed. Popeza mtu haimene amalalikira Petro, mau amulungu ankalalikidwa mmasuna mpoke, chifawa antu amapita kumene kukamfetra utenga wapwenu. Ngena kajipake nchani uti Petro atalalikidwa utenga wapwenu kumene kumasuna kuke kumene kumene amalalikidwa ako. Adaza penge uti utenga wapwenu amalalikidwa Petro, unasuta na kwa mbiri, numene adazoera kuhuva sekundi siku kumasuna kuke. Chifaya kwenye chani panaliku kususana kwa ndiroko kwa utenga wapwenu kumene amalalikidwa.
So that's what we're attempting to answer today. Well, we know the reason. If we study the scriptures, it's possible to read this Bible, even as I did for years, and yet read it blindly. Read it. It takes the light of the Spirit of God to be able to see that these scriptures are spiritual and that they have to do with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndipo yankhulake likhoza kuonekeratu kuna kuti nzoonadi ngakhale kuti munthu akhoza kukhala ndi mwayi woverenga mawu a Mulungu monga tonse timawaverengera komanso ngakhale ineyo ndakhala ndiwerenga zaka zambirimbiri akhoza kumaverenga Bible lomweri uthenga osauona momwemo koma zimatengera kuti Mulungu atakutsekula maso ako ukhoza kumaverenga ndikumaona mwachionekere uthenga umene walembedwa pokhapoka Mulungu akafuna kuti zimene adafuna iye kuti zilembedwe zija iweyo uzionemu.
So that's the very first thing we see here in Acts 4 and verse 10 when it comes to this matter of preaching the gospel without compromise. Why do some preach the gospel as it's revealed here in the scripture? Well, he says, be it known unto you all. Peter is preaching what was made known to him. That's why he's preaching what he is.
Tukufuna lorino chionekere ndikungatse kuchizindikira kumvetsetsa kuna kuti panthawi imene Petulo amalalikira uthenga wabwino ndimene tikuonera kuti adayamba kulankhulira kuti ichi chidziwika pa vesi lake la 10 pamene akulankhula kuti zindikirani inu nonse kuti anthu onse a Israeli mawoti zindikirani kapena kuti izi zizimulike kwa inuyo zindikire izi a Israeli. Ndiye kuti Petulo amalalikira uthenga umene udafunika kuti Aisraeli audziwe. Ndipoona kuti zindikirani Aisraeli nonse za ichi.
But to others, that's why he says, be it known unto you all. You see, whether men believe the gospel or not, we are to declare it just as it has been revealed in God's word. So this is a very strong statement that Peter makes from the beginning, which shows that he is declaring the scriptures, preaching the gospel without compromise.
Azirali alalikira uthenga umene amalalikira pamenepa opanda kunyengera china chilichonse koma kuti awazindikirise iwo amene anali mkumumva chimene chimasweka kuti achidziwe kuchokera kwa iye mmene akalalikire uthenga wabwino.
I will tell you that none will ever preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ without compromise unless God himself has been pleased to reveal Christ in them. You can't preach what you don't know.
Ndiye kuti Israeli bano kuti pati munhu akuze kulalikirwa tenda wa Mulungu umo amene akuze kulalikirwa tenda wa Mulungu mosanyengerera pokapokapo ngati Mulungu mwene wakeyo atamuuza uthenga amene iye anika kulalikira koma kuopata Mulungu kuonetsera uthenga amene ofunika kulalikira chifwasi ungatolalikira chimene sichidziwa iye.
See what Peter is declaring here before these religious elders of the day, they would have to be scratching their head and wondering how it is that he could so boldly stand there and preach. And notice, preach without compromise. He could have stood up when they asked him, how is this man healed? He could have stood up and said that by the name of Jehovah God, this man stands whole before you today. And they wouldn't have had a problem. But he said, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. He was very specific. And that's what it is to preach the gospel without compromise. No holding back. We've all heard preachers stand up and preach with authority and say to the people, be it known unto you. And yet they're preaching things that they know nothing of. Here, if you ask, well, how is it that it was made known to you, Peter? That's where we can go back again and see in Matthew chapter 16 how the Lord himself testified of Peter that he was one of his. I was saying that when we all know preachers who will stand up and say to the people, be it known unto you, in a way of authority, and yet they themselves know not what they speak. Christ called them blind leaders of the blind. Are you hearing it okay? Christ called them blind leaders of the blind. You can picture a group of blind people walking around and their leader is blind. Christ said they in following that leader, they all fall in the ditch. So the question is, how was it made known to Peter? When he says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, how was it made known to Peter? That's where we can see that in Matthew
16.
This was where there were many in Christ's day, just like today, who were making commentary about him, who he was and why he came and what he was about. Just like today, there's a thousand opinions about the Lord Jesus Christ. But to preach the gospel without compromise is not to preach the common Jesus. It's not to preach the popular Jesus. There's a lot of that today, but that's not what it is to preach the gospel without compromise. There is a specific Lord Jesus Christ that we preach. You see, we have to put ourselves in Peter's place here in preaching to the Sanhedrin. These were 70 of your top religious leaders in Israel in the day, and they had heard of Jesus, but at the same time they had seen him crucified, and in their minds he was dead and gone. And there was a group there, the Sadducees, that didn't believe in the resurrection. And all of these points Peter touches on when he says, be it known unto you. He's not holding back. But these men all had their opinions about who he was, but they all saw him as being a traitor. They saw him as being nothing but an imposter. And so they were glad to be rid of him. But now Peter declares unto them again who he is. There is a Jesus, little J-E-S-U-S, that some will preach and it doesn't cause any difficulty at all. He's popular. They preach him in such a way as to make him palatable to people. People like that Jesus. That's the kind they want to hear. But it was no different in Christ's day. There were many different interpretations as to who he is. And Matthew 16:13, the Lord addresses that when he asks his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? That's a good question. When we see people, who do you say he is?
But yes, I mean, and from Amtula, one billion of Tula Bansi, Kungo Kanga, and from Mana Yes. But Kungo Tula Mana, we know I get to Naga Yes. And from Amkunda, one billion to Severeta, because no Agam and Gunda will be with Severeta, Penabari was Menago Kala, Cabena Venason Khan. Come up, Anoji.
You can see they said, so the disciples were aware of these different opinions, just as we are today. If I were to sit down and you and I, all of us put together our minds, we could come up with a long list of of different opinions of Jesus Christ today. There are as many as there are men and women in the world, different opinions. When I was in Ivory Coast, a little town where I first began to work, there was a little congregation across the road from where I lived, and every morning at 5 o'clock, their leader, all dressed in white, they called him the Pawaba, he would lead this small group. Everybody came dressed in white in bare feet, and they had wrapped up in a white grave cloth a Bible. And they would walk in, and they'd light candles, and they'd do all these things. And one day I was talking to him to ask him what their religion was about. And they said, we get up every morning to mourn the death of Jesus, because had they not killed him, the day would have come when he would have come to Africa and he would have delivered us from our poverty. But because they killed him, now we're suffering in poverty. And so this is our way of lamenting his death. That was their view of Jesus. And I dare say, if after this meeting, a couple of you went out onto the streets there in Lilongwe and took you a piece of paper with a pen and a clipboard and just stopped randomly different people and ask them, who do you say that Jesus, the Son of Man, is? You would get a variety of opinions from those that say, I don't even believe he existed, to some who say, well, he came and tried to save everybody in the world, but alas, they crucified him. You have all kinds of opinions. You see why it's necessary for those of us that the Lord has taught to be specific. We have to preach a particular Christ, one of the scriptures. Otherwise, it can't be known. You know that when Peter says, be it known unto you, He knows what their persuasion is. He knows they are already contrary to this Christ, and yet he does not compromise. He declares him using every word they detested, Jesus of Nazareth, whom you have crucified. He didn't hold back. You won't make many friends, but we're not in the business of preaching the gospel to make friends. What we're in the business is to exalt and declare the Lord Jesus Christ, just as he's revealed in Scripture, whether men believe him or not. That's why the Apostle Paul, in preaching to the Romans, said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There's much to be ashamed of in religion and in men's traditions and what they do in the name of Christ. But Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. God does not save sinners in any other way but through the uncompromising gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the precision that our Lord brings them to consider even here in Matthew 16, when they answered, when he asked, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Verse 14 of Matthew 16, they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Now, you remember, John the Baptist had already been killed. So in seeing Christ, seeing the miracles that he was doing, they thought, well, maybe it's John the Baptist come back from the dead. And some said Elias or Elijah. You know, in the Old Testament, it was said that in the latter days, God would send Elijah. Well, actually, the scriptures, Christ said that if you will believe it, John the Baptist was the one who was that Elijah who was to come. He was raised in the spirit of Elijah. But some thought that, well, this is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy that Elijah should come, and so maybe this is Elijah.
I mean,
The point that we need to see here is that these were people who were zealous for the scriptures. They read the scriptures. Like, for example, in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5, if you just go back one book from Matthew, the last book of the Old Testament, in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5, it says, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So these were people that were reading the scriptures and thought, oh, okay, well, maybe this is Elijah. And this particular interpretation, when they said, some say you're Elijah, for some reason it was very popular. Because in Matthew chapter 17, when they had seen Christ transfigured on the mount, that he was glorified before their eyes, when they came off the mount, the Lord said to them in verse 9, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And you see their question they ask, his disciples ask him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elias must come first? You see? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall come first and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. You see why the Lord is teaching them. I dare say what we're seeing here is that when natural men with natural minds read the scriptures, they're going to come up with all kinds of interpretations, but they will never see Christ unless Christ himself is pleased to reveal himself in them. They're blind. We were blind.
Muntu mwai alinawo ndithu maso amuntu akhoza kuwerenga malemba ndikuwasanthula mpaka nakuwerenga ndikuwerenga 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 mpaka nazinthu kubadziwerenga komatu maso amene akuwerengawo ndi maso achilengedwe awawa awameti nawo maso athupi maso athupi baibulo amaliwerenga baibulo amalitsatira kumaliwerenga kuno roma komatu kuti uzindikire kuti uzindikire una kuti apapa ndikuwerengapa pali Yesu Kristu zimatengeranso ndithu kuti Mulungu avumbulutse ndi kutsegula maso akowo kuti iwayo uwone kuti zimene akuwerengazo akutanthauza Yesu. Koma nanga tisimatengera kuvumbulutsidwa vumbulutso lilonse. Mawu a Mulungu awerenga ndi mawu achilengedwe, maso achilengedwe, koma maso achilengedwewo saona Mulungu pa zimene akuwerenga. Zimene akunena mwavumbulutso amaona mwa Mulungu pa zomwezo.
Brother James, you think about the hours I know that you sat and were taught and maybe preached, and myself too, on prophecy, how we take different scriptures and try to see how they fit with Israel and what's going on in the signs of the times and who are the two witnesses in Revelation and when would the end be and all these things, except for we missed what it says in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's who it's all about. But you can't, and that's why Peter says, be it known unto you. He's talking to men who prided themselves in knowing the scriptures, but they miss Christ.
Muziva, Brother James, Mina Kleneo, Minitas, and Zamamurugu, Makuzio Senefian, Ukozozi, Zambiri, Majitans, and Bonizmi, Zambula Majigwe, Amizambula Jibumbuso. Zimene zithu zimadziwika ndikumadzipatsa mayina ndikumadziwa zinthu zambiri kuti zinthu zimene ukhozazoa uyuyapa ndiwakutindiwakuti ndikungowadziwa anthu omwe chilengedwe mene alere koma ngati uphonye chivumbulutso chapter 1 verse 1 imene ikunena kuti chivumbulutso cha ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu zoo zimene tiwerenge ndikuziona kuti chivumbulutso muja ukhala utawerenga zopanda tanthauzo ukhala utawerenga za wanthu ena osadziwa kuti Yesu ndiye mwini wake chivumbulutso.
This is why, by God's grace, we have to be distinct and clear every time we speak, because there is a lot of ignorance out there. And when people come and sit and listen to us, we can't even imagine or suppose that because they're there listening to us, that the Lord has opened their eyes. We always have blind, unconverted people in our midst. And we have to be just as forceful in declaring Christ as Peter was before his religious generation, be it known unto you.
Kuti anthu akadziwe kuti ichi chenekera kudziwika kwa ndimonga kuna Petro kuti zindikirani inu chifukwa zopeura anthu azizindikira ngati sizitengera kuti Mulungu watithandiza ndi kutitsegula maso athu tikaone ndi kuzindikira ndi mtima wa zinthu zimene wazibisa Mulungu kuti tikangazidziwe ndithu palibe chimene tingalalikire ndipo Mulungu atithandize kuzimvetsa ndi kuzindikira ndipo anthu enzina amene amabwera akhoza umabwera ndi umakhala ulimodzi pa mihana ulimodzi inu nkumaona kuti awa zonse atazizindikira.
When the Lord first moved me back here to the United States, and I began to preach the gospel here in Shreveport, there was an older preacher that had been preaching in this area for some 50 years. He was about an hour or so north of us here. And I remember he came to visit me one day, and sitting in my house, he told me, he said, Ken, You would be surprised at what people truly believe that sit under you even after 50 years of preaching Christ to them. He told me, he said, I don't even know what my wife really believes. He said, she comes, she sits, she listens, she nods her head, she's never given me any disagreement, but I can't even vouch for her that the Lord has been pleased to reveal himself in her. And sure enough, when he passed away, his wife went back into false religion. So we don't know. People can sit for a long time under this message and give a head agreement to it and boast in knowing the scriptures and yet never have had Christ revealed in them. That's a judgment. See, we're studying here how it was that Peter could stand and say, be it known unto you, without compromise. Well, it's because the Lord himself would not leave him alone, would not leave him to be part of this religion. But there were many views. The next one we read in Matthew 16:14 is others say, well, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. If you study a little bit of the history behind them believing he was Jeremiah, it's because back when God raised up the Chaldeans, Babylonians, and they came and destroyed the temple, that was during the time of Jeremiah. And the Lord preserved Jeremiah and took him down into Egypt to protect him. He was not killed during that takeover, nor was he taken into captivity. But at the same time, the Ark of the Covenant disappeared. And so the Jews to this day believe that when their Messiah, see, they still look for a Messiah to come. And they believe that when, before their Messiah comes, that Jeremiah, the prophet, will be raised up again to go show where he hid the Ark of the Covenant. They believe he hid it somewhere. And that's why they were thinking, well, maybe this Jesus is Jeremiah. Come back. So they began to look for where he would direct them and overthrow the Roman government. They were all thinking in terms of political kingdom. But that's not the Christ. That's not who he is.
Mbili yake mukaita ingapo kuti mukaita buku ya Yeremia adali mneneri mmoja amene ali wamphamvu kwambiri ndipo pamene Israeli adatengedwa ku ukapolo amene Babulo amabwera kukaphasula mzinda wa Yerusalemu Yeremiyayo adali mmodzi mwa onse amene adatengedwa aja kumasanaphedwe nawo iyani ndipo adali munthu amene adamudalira ndi kumuwerengera ku mbiri ya amoyo okhalabe ku Israeli ndipo ulemu wake pa utumiki wake momwe udaliri unawapatsa anthu aja chidwi chonena kuti akhoza kupezeka kuti sangathe kubisikiratu kapena kusoweratu kuona kuti mmene amanena kuti akhoza kukhala mmodzi mwa munthu amene akhoza kudzabwera kutsogolo kwake kudzawombola Aisraeli kumavuto awo andale amene anali nawo mavuto amene adali nawo ambiri andalewo amaganiza kuti mmodzi mwa munthu wamphamvu amene akhozobwera kudzawombola kumene akhoza kukhala Yeremiya nchifake eraso panthawi imeneyo adafunsira kusaaeo kuti Yesu Khristu ali ndani adanena kuti ameneyo mwina akhozokhala Yeremiya adawira chidwi chawo kwambiri mmaganizo awo pamphamvu ndi kuthekera kumene Yeremiya ndi utumiki wake muganizo ndi Yesu ndi Yeremiya.
If you preach long enough, you're going to find out the different opinions that people have of Scripture and of Christ, because people will come up and ask you, well, what about this? What about this? They're asking because Christ has not yet been revealed in them. There are just so many different opinions, even today, that we have to deal with. But the way to handle them is to do just like Peter. Be it known unto you. Let me declare unto you what has been made known unto me. Who has been made known unto me? It's by revelation. That's the only way. When you see a man preaching the gospel without compromise, you can tell, you know, that Christ has been revealed in him. That's why he is. And others that waffle, go back and forth, and preach one thing one day and another, that Christ has never been revealed in them.
Akulalikira uthenga wabwino monga momwe ulili ngati zingafikepa mulingo likhoza kulalikira mwa mulungu monga mmene alili ndiye kuti Khristu wavumbuluka mwa ifeyo chimene chimavuta chiona kuti anthu ambiri akhoza kulalikira chinthu china sabata ino chinthu china sabata amawa chinthu chinanso mwezi wina chinthu china ali ndi mdera mmene amalalikira mafundo zimene amazilalikirazo mukhoza kudziona kuti chifuna kuti alibe vumbuluso la kuti Yesu Khristu adavumbuluka ngati mwa moyo wawo koma ngati munthu atakhala kuti akulalikira uthenga umene uli wopanda kunyengerera monga mmene Paulo Petro analandira umene akunena kuti chidziwidwe kwa inu onse kuti ameneyo ndi Yesu Khristu ndiye kuti padalibe njira ina imene Yesu Khristu amene Petro amalalikira adadziwikira kwa iyeyo ndikudzera mvumbuluso lokha ngati si mvumbuluso limene munthu lidamufikira lomthandiza kuti adziwe nalo Ambuye Yesu Khristu amene ayenekera kumulalikira monga mmene yalili ndi ulemerero wake ndi mphamvu zake zonse zimene alili monga mmene adayimira Petro pa nthawi imeneyo ngati sivumbulutso ndiye kuti palibe china chilonse chokhudzana ndi kulalikira Yesu kumene kuti kukhaleko wopanda kunyengerera.
We are around people every day that have a high regard for Jesus. In other words, they believe that he needs to be respected, and yet they don't see him as he is in truth. I'll give you an example even of Muslims. They believe that Jesus Christ was God's prophet. So they have a high regard for Jesus, they say, and yet when they make their prayers, their very first pronunciation out of their mouth is that there's one God, Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. They make Christ subservient to Muhammad. You see? So, that's not it. That's another opinion. You see? But it's not the Christ.
Tinderengere kitanzo mwa kitanzo aslamu. Aslamu ama nina kuti mungu ni mozi, ni wama mshauri Allah. Nipo mneneri wake ni Muhammad. Ndiye mneneri wake. Ndiye mneneri mungu ni mozi, mneneri wake ni Muhammad. Ndiye kuti aslamu wo, malika nani malingari wawo. Yesu Kristu uja, ndi alivuma vito. Fakwai wawo, mungu nambala wani, nambala tu, Muhammad ndiye mneneri wake wa mungu. Ndiye kuti Yesu Kristu yo ndi mneneri chake wa mungu. Jengu Yesu sali ndi ulemu, umene alinao, umene uzokera mmalemba, kuzokera kwa mpaji islamu ya. Awawa ndi malingariro nditu, ndiko shimembezo chikipo jamtu ndomeneo, chaji islamu. Kuma mamele tila mfula za kuti, anjwena aso kakalaji krisi, ama kweza kula mfula za Yesu ama mnemegeza, kuma saa mnemegeza ndi ulemu, umene mungu lopatu liga lima muone fela, kuti ndi umene yeyo alinao.
I don't know if you have them there. Here in the United States, they call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses, but they're not really. That's their name, their title. But they have a high regard for Jesus. But they believe he's a created angel that God adopted as his son and then created the world through him. But they do not believe he is God. There's another opinion. You see, there's all kinds of opinions.
Sindi kuziwa, ngari kumeleko mwini na wamboni, kuma kuna kwa Amerika juu nao. There are thousands here in Malawi. They are in every corner, every Saturday, knocking our doors, trying to share with us what they believe.
Yeah.
So they are everywhere.
Yeah.
Iwawo, anena kuzi, ama pereka ule mwambini ditu kwa Yesu. Ndipo, agamala mfula, sama na Yesu Kristu ni mwana wa Mungu ya. Ama na kuti Yesu Kristu ndi mngelo amene Mulungu adango musanduliza kuti akhale mwana wake. Ucholingaloni pamene Mulungu alenge dziko lapansi athandizane ndi Yesu yo kulenga dziko lapansi. Koma si mwana wake wa Mulungu ayi. Iwowa anthu amenewo ni malingaliro ndithu amenewo opinion ya mboni za Yehova ndiyo ndi imene. Ndiyepita mwaona munthu wa mboni za Yehova mmene amalingalira iye Yesu Kristu si mwana wa Mulungu ndi mngelo. Amena da panga dropi. Kuma zaya panga dropi je. Nga kimena wa kramu kwa panda maana. Kuruwa katenga maana. Pena pake kukuri maana uja kukuriye majamani. Nde ula kanga di Mulungu. Ata katenga mgero wina. Nuga panga dropi tukala maana wake. Kuna alamge aporenga zikola mansi. Iwo wani opinion. Andi ali ya ete wamboni. Ama kukuriya. Ama wana. Ama muona nuku mkukuriya Yesu Kristu. Mwalinga na di opinion imene hii.
But you can see our Lord here. In verse 15 of Matthew 16 says. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? See, people talk all day long about other religions. I get it. People come in and say, what do you think about this religion? What do you think about that? It's a smokescreen. Rather than having to deal with their own soul, and the question is, whom do ye say that I am? Who do you say that Christ is? I want to hear what you say. Not somebody else's, but you.
Ndiye muone pa verse 15 la Mateo 16 ambuye Yesu akubwera difuso limene akuti nanga inu uyu mutani kuti ine ndine yani ndamva ma opinion osenesa nanga inuyo anthu amakambaza mbirimbiri apatikozo kambaza chipembedzo kuti wali chipembedzo chimene uri Yesu ni nani chituzo opinion yawo chipembedzo ngati chamboni chituzo opinion yawo achislamu atuzo opinion yawo kuti Yesu ni nani. Gali Yesu hatu uzo opinion. Koma fuso ene chani si mene chipembezo chima danizira zangu Yesu ni nani. Koma nanga inuyo inuyo. Mene muzile nyo Yesu Kristu yon ni ndani. Nye fuso ni mene ambu Yesu hata fuso.
When I was in preacher's school and I didn't hear the gospel there, but we had classes, we had courses on different religions. What the Jews believed about Jesus. What the Mormons believed about Jesus. What the Seventh-day Adventists believe about Jesus, what the Jehovah's Witnesses believe about Jesus, and they felt like we needed to know all about what everybody else believed about Jesus. And when the Lord was pleased to finally reveal himself in me, I looked back and thought, my professors didn't know who he was. And we were studying the Bible in the original language. When I was raising our children and they'd been out and about and they came in and I wanted to find out the truth about where they'd been and what they'd been doing, when I'd start asking them, they'd start talking about their friends. They'd talk about everybody else. And I'd have to bring them back around and say, no, I asked you. Where were you? What were you doing? And here we see the answer in verse 16. When Peter says, be it known unto you, this is by revelation. This is the only way that one can truly preach the gospel without compromise. Peter said in verse 16, thou art, notice, the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's pretty specific. You think about those three characteristics. Thou art the Christ. What that means is, Peter was declaring, you are the one that the Old Testament said was coming and would come. You are that one. You are the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures. From Genesis to Malachi, the Christ. We're not hearing that today.
The Christ.
You see, when Peter was preaching to the Sanhedrin, he was preaching to men who studied the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures. These were theologians. And they were looking for a Christ. Even to this day, the Jews still are awaiting a Christ to come. But not this one. Not this Jesus of Nazareth. But Peter, being a Jew, remember he's a Jew, he's saying to this Jesus of Nazareth, thou art the Christ. This is God in the flesh he's looking upon. How could he believe that, know it, other than it had been revealed? It's like today, we have people running all over saying, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. They're all looking forward to a second coming of Jesus. And yet if you stand up, Brother James, and I do, and preach unto them the one who has come, the Christ, they're going to look at you like, we don't know who that is. They're all talking about the second coming, but they've never been taught the first coming and who he is and why he came and what he accomplished. They're looking for a Jesus who does not exist, all the while talking about he's coming, just like these Jews. Next time you see a man standing on a street corner holding a sign that says repent, or a sign that says the kingdom is at hand, we have them here in Shreveport. There's one gentleman that stands out on the same corner every day with a sign and shows it to people driving by. And if you were to go up to that man and say, you know, I see the words you have written here, but tell me a little bit about the Christ, the Son of the living God that you say is coming, I dare say that you would hear an explanation that is completely contrary to the truth as it is in Scripture. Because they have a Jesus that wants to save everybody. That's why they're out there with a sign in the corner. They really believe that if they can just make enough noise and appear enough places, that somehow they'll get some more people saved before the God finally shuts the gate. That's why you see them so zealous. They're zealous. They go around door to door trying to get one more, because they truly believe that somehow God wants everybody saved, and we got to be about it to try to get as many saved as possible. But that's not the cry. He came to save his own. He came to save and redeem a particular people, and he is saving them. He has saved them at the cross, and he's drawn them by his Spirit of grace. That's the Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote that to the Romans there in Romans 10, in speaking of his brethren according to the flesh. He's talking about the Jews, and he says that they might be saved. Can you imagine, Brother James, going into an established congregation there in Lilongwe that believes that they're already saved, and to preach to them that your heart's desire is that they might be saved? And he says, I bear them record that they have a zeal. Brother James, you're back?
Back, let's go.
Excellent. Well, I was just saying they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Paul's speaking there of the Jews. And that could be said of those of our generation. They speak of Christ, they have a zeal, they're very zealous, They think they're doing a good service, a good work, and yet they have not the knowledge of God. That's in Romans 10, verses 1 through 4, actually.
Ma Paulo adalah mtu wazangu ngadamini wa Roma chapter 10 verse 1 gale gale verse 4 kuti anthu amtu ndeneu kuti ndanthu vada khama yani si kuti ndanthu aule si yani abale kufunitsa kwa mtima wanga ndi kupembera ndiro mtolanga limene ndi wapemberera kwa Mulungu ndiro kuti apulumuke pakuti ndi wachitira iwo umbone kuti ali ndi changu chakwa Mulungu koma simonga mwachidziviso pakusadziwa chilungamo cha Mulungu ndipo funa kukhazikisa chilungamo cha iwo okha iwo sanagonje ku chilungamo cha Mulungu pakuti Khristu ali chimaliziro cha lamulo kulinga ku chilungamo kwa amene aliyense akhulupirira tsono anthu amene wawa amakhandi changu ali ndi chilichonse chimene chimaoneka kuti ndi amphamvu ndi wochitachita koma changu chake si chakuchidziwitso cha Mulungu yani.
You can see in Romans 10:3 what is the subject of their ignorance. They might talk of Jesus, but they being ignorant of God's righteousness, that means how God can be just to justify and go about to establish their own righteousness. How many that use the name of Jesus, but they promote their own righteousness? They believe that salvation is a cooperation between them and their Jesus. And he says, has not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. There's only one righteousness that God has ever accepted for the salvation of his people, and that is that which Christ came and earned and worked out, and he imputed there at the cross. Period. That's it. See, when Peter was saying, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," he was saying what Paul says here in Romans 10:4, Christ is the end of the law, the fulfillment of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. What he's saying is that anyone that truly has had Christ revealed in them, they're not talking about their works. They're not talking about their sanctification. They're not talking about their justification as far as having done this or that to be justified for God. They're speaking of Christ alone and his work, what he accomplished.
Ama lamfula pamene akuona kuti Kristu ali chimaliziro cha lamulo kulinga kuchilungamo kwa amene aliyense akhulupirira kuti Kristuyo ndiye malekezero amene patira malamulo kuti tsopano chilungamo cha munthu pamaso pa Mulungu akhale yeyo Yesu Kristuyo wotheriso chilamulo ayi.
That's how Peter introduced his message there to the Sanhedrin. Be it known unto you, and this is the message that we without compromise declare, how that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. That's our testimony. What causes us to stand whole before a holy God? It's by one name, one work, one righteousness, one justification, and that of God in his Son, period. Nothing else. Nothing more, nothing less. Anybody talks about anything else is talking out of both sides of their mouth, and they don't know what they're talking about. It hasn't been revealed.
Zindikirani inu nonse ndi anthu onse a Israeli kuti mdzina la Yesu Khristu Mnazarayo amene inu mudampachika pa mtanda amene Mulungu adamuukitsa kwa akufa mwa iyeyu munthu uyu ayimirirapo komanso pano pamaso panu wamoyo ndi otsenga okhawo chilungamo chokhacho ndi ulaliki okhawo ndi chilungamo chokhacho ndi mapemphero okhawo ndi kenekaliponse kokhako kamene tikhoza kuima nako pamaso pa Mulungu opanda vila limodzi lokhali la Yesu Khristu kuima kwathu pamaso pa Mulungu kuli kopanda maziko ndipo nkosatheranso kuteka koma kuma ndi dzina la Yesu lokhale amene anthu adamupachika ndi kumupha ndipo amene Mulungu adamuukitsa kwa akufa ndilo khalo limene ife tiyima nalo tikhoza kuyima nalo pamaso pa Mulungu amoyo.
I get regularly young men writing me and asking me where it is that I would recommend they could go to school to learn how to preach. And I tell them, I didn't learn. I learned to preach in a preacher's school, but I didn't learn to preach the gospel. There's a difference. You can stand up and flap your jaws and talk with a Bible open, but that's not preaching the gospel. This gospel that Peter stood and declared, he didn't learn in a Bible school. He didn't learn in a synagogue. He learned from Christ himself. And that's what the Lord said to him back here in Matthew 16 and verse 17. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." When you hear a man clearly, plainly, without compromise, preaching the gospel of Christ in a way that is contrary to what the world, religious world is preaching, and but according to the word, one thing can be said, only God himself revealed it in him. That's it. He learned it through God's word.
Ndidapita ku sukulu kaphunzira kulalikira mawu a Mulungu ndiye ndinkalalikira koma sindinapita ku sukulu kaphunzira kulalikira uthenga wabwino koma umatheka munthu kupita ku sukulu kaphunzira kulalikira mawu a Mulungu ndikumapeza kuti masanja mawu a Mulungu kumalalikira kumawamba koma naye tikafika pa uthenga wabwino palibe munthu angathe kupita ku sukulu kukaphunzira kwa uthenga wabwino ulibe sukulu uthenga wa Mulungu wabwino umafika kwa munthu mwavumbulusa ndimene Petro akulankhulira pa Mateyu aja chapter 16, verse 17. Ati ndipo Yesu adayankha iye nati, "Ndiwe wodala, Simoni, pala Jona, pakuti thupi ndi mwazi sizinakulula ichi, koma Atate wanga wakumwamba." Ndi pamene mungathe kuona kuti uthenga wabwino umene uli uthenga umene timayenekera tikhale nawo ndi kulalikira wopanda kunyengerera umene tingayime nawo ndi uthenga wobwera mwavumbulutso umene tingaulandire mwavumbulutso osati umene tikaphunzira pochita kupita ku sukulu umenewo si uthenga wabwino amenewo ndikuphunzira kulalikira mawu a Mulungu koma uthenga wabwino umabwera mavumbulutso.
Even back here in Acts 4, and we're going to have to draw a line and come back to this, but in verse 13, you notice it says, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, where did that boldness come from? The Spirit of God. And perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. That doesn't mean Peter and John were stupid. You read some of the epistles that John wrote, the writing is clear. You look at some of the epistles that Peter wrote. They weren't illiterate. It's not that. But when they say unlearned and ignorant men, it means that they hadn't gone to their rabbinical schools. You're going to find the same thing. People are going to ask you, well, now, where did you get ordained to preach? What school did you attend? The only answer we can give is the school of Christ. And they're going to treat you like, they're going to treat you like unlearned and ignorant men. Oh, you don't have a certificate to hang on the wall? You know, that's all they look for. What degree do you have? Don't have one. Oh, okay. But you notice the answer. It says, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Verse 13, ati koma pakuona kulimbika mtima kwa Petro ndi Yohane, ndipo zindikira kuti ndiwo anthu osaphunzira, ndiwo okhulukira. Kulimbika mtima kwa Petro ndi Yohane kudachokera kuti chifukwa cha mzimu woyera amene adali pa moyo wawo, ndi amene amapatsa kulimbika mtima ndi kuyima ndi kulankhula mawu amene taona aja kuchokera mawu amene ajawo. Koma akuti powaona kuti adali anthu osaphunzira ndi okhulukira, sikuti apapa kulonthauza kuti kukhulukira ndi kusaphunzira uku zikuonetsa kuti ndi anthu aja adali mbuli zosadziwa kulemba ndi kuwerenga ayi. Adali anthu odziwa kuwerenga, adali anthu odziwa kulemba monga mmene anthu amakhalira. Komano chimene chinawapangitsa kuti anthu awa akhale alemedwe kuti ndi anthu okhulukira ndi mbuli ndi mmene anthu amafunsira mapepala amaphunziro okhudzana ndi zimene wayo kuchita. Ngati munthu adafunsa kapena anthu adakufunsani, ino ubusa wanu mnakaophunzira kuti ndi zimene mafunsa amafunsira mbiri amene anthu amathamangira kuwa nani
kuwafunza ubusa wanuu mapindiro yake mbagachiza kuti ubusa wanuu usarifike vyake mnakerengera kuti ubusa wanuu mulini mapindiro okula motani ndizimena ama Yesu mukadzana na unati ah no ndinapindidzidwa mumzimu wera ndi ambuye mapumbuloso angori hii basi wala ndi angori na kibusa wambomwewa sani chandiza mama yani kwa mpamele mwishu ula unakuro nilindi diploma nabita kwa kuti ndi nangaraja degree nabanga mwagu unamele ya mutamele yudamele anja chandiza amele yu ndi ya kupulu kila uku kumene kuli hapa ndi upulu kila kwa panda certificate kumene hii vetu wada ina kwa mpuka kuya ngana kukwane uri kupulu kila kwa panda certificate kumene nako adalali kila mwone mpika mtima ndi mtenga wako madalali kila kwa panda kunyengele na chini chonse ndi pata tiyo unakana ya makarani Yesu.
Well, there's much more, but our time's getting away. We'll come back to this next time, but it's by revelation. That's the point. In his message in Acts chapter 4 and verse 10, what is the revelation? I had 3 points here we never got to, but it's of Christ crucified, Christ prophesied, and Christ glorified. Those 3 things are in Peter's message from verse 10 down to verse 12. Christ crucified in verse 10, Christ prophesied in verse 11, because when he talks about the stone that was set at naught of you builders, that was prophesied in Psalm 118. And then Christ glorified, where he said, this same stone has become the head of the corner, and there's salvation in none other. So there's your 3 points out of Peter's message that he introduced. Christ crucified, Christ prophesied, the fulfillment of all Old Testament prophecy, and Christ glorified. He accomplished exactly what God the Father sent him to do.
Christ crucified. Number 2, Yesu Christu wonlonjezedwa, Christ prophesied, Yesu Christu wonlonjezedwa, verse 11, palimahu mbele bobo, verse 11 yomeyo, verse 12, Yesu Christu wonlonjezedwa, Yesu Christu wonlonjezedwa, verse 11 yomeyo, diba mene balifundo zetatu zimene kujokera kumbuluto, limene limatipatsa ifotenga umene timalalikira opanda kunyengerera kapena kuopa kapena kusanganiza china chilichonse chisamantha kapena chimene chikonzo chipangitse ifeyo kulalikira mopanda kunjenjemera ndi Yesu opachikidwa verse 10 Yesu wolonjezedwa ipada alakulidwa kuti ameneyo ndi mwala wa pangodya ndipo inu mudaukana verse 11 12 yomweyo ndi Yesu Kristu wokwezekedwa Christ glorified.
All right. Well, I'll turn it back to you. Thankful that the Lord, in spite of the little hiccups, we were able to be able to meet around His Word again today.
May God bless you. We are so blessed. We have been so much blessed in Acts chapter 3, chapter 4, this part of preaching the gospel without compromising. And there are so many things we are learning each and every time.